Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Experience travel the way it's meant to be. Fully guided and extraordinary.
But first, boxer Amy Broadhurst from Dundalk in County Louth won a world championship in 2022 boxing for Ireland. She had her sights set on the Olympics in Paris, but it didn't work out that way. Now she has some lovely personal news to share and a renewed ambition to go to the next Olympic Games in LA in 2028. Amy Broadhurst, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So nice to see you here. Listen, your mum Sheila is here with you too today. And I know dad Tony is very involved in your boxing career. So tell me, how did you get into boxing? And were you sparring from a very young age?
Yeah, so I had my dad coach me and my three brothers were all boxers as well at the time. And I just kind of followed them. I was only maybe 5 or 6 and my dad would be teaching us all at home. We had like a white fluffy mat and we'd be practicing our footwork around that. And I just eventually ended up going down to the boxing club and I just fell in love with it straight away. So I would have had my first sort of like exhibition fight against a boy when I was 7, I think.
And do you think it made you extra competitive because you had your three brothers? You're the only girl in the family, yeah. So you had the three of them.
I think I was always competitive because I played football and I played Gaelic and boxing. And like my mum will tell you as well, second isn't an option for me. I hate losing. So even after like a boxing match, every time I lost, I'd cry. I throw the toys out of the pram because I just like, I don't like the feeling of it. I like being the best at everything.
Good. And what did your mum think when you took up boxing so young? Was she worried at all?
Not that she was worried, but because I'm the only girl, she kind of wanted me to like be into something girly. Like after having three boys, I think she wanted a little girly girl and she didn't get that. And before my first fight, she would have been saying to me, oh, would you not pick dancing or would you not go and play with your dolls or something? And then after my first exhibition fight, there's like little video footage of me and I come over to the camera at the end of the fight and I just say, nothing's ever going to stop me boxing and my two front teeth were missing. So it's mad when you look back on that sort of thing to where I am now. It was like, I meant what I said. Nothing was going to stop me.
It sure didn't. Now, look, you boxed at 60 kg, then at 63. You won a world championship in 2022. What was that like, bringing that medal home to Dundalk?
It was a dream come true. So it was. I've always had goals set in my career. And obviously the main one was the Olympic Games and still is. But the world championships, I've worked since I was 15 years of age to win a world medal. And to come back then at 25 years of age and be world champion, it was, you keep knocking on the door, someone's going to answer. When I came back from the Worlds with the gold medal, I went to my primary school and they had read out a letter that I wrote when I was 11 years of age. And it was basically me saying that I was going to go to the Olympics and win a gold medal. And when I came back, the whole estate was out for me, cheering me on. And it was like, what I wrote came true, except I had a world gold medal.
Yeah, it's so lovely you went back to your primary school,
yeah.
Actually.
I have great time for my primary school because they've always, no matter when I went to like Europeans as a youth or a junior, I'd only be 15, 16 and they'd still always bring me back. So,
what's the name of the school?
St Joseph's National
Shout
School.
Shout out to St Joseph's, well done them. Listen, I know when it came to Olympic qualifiers, you knew that you weren't going to get a spot at 60k because Kelly Harrington nailed on that spot. But the 60kg spot was up for grabs. There were three boxers in contention, isn't that right?
Yeah, there was myself, Lisa O'Rourke and Gráinne Walsh. And it was a tough weight because you had me that was a world champion at 63. You had Gráinne and then you had Lisa who was a world champion at 70 kilos. So me and Lisa won a world gold medal within the space of a half an hour of each other. And we were very good friends. So it was quite difficult as well, like having to, for me to move up weight, for her to come down weight and nearly compete against each other for the Olympic Games. So it was tough.
Tricky time. Now, in the middle of all this, yourself and your partner Owen, you went public with your relationship. It was a little tricky, wasn't it? Because Owen, he's a high performance coach with the IABA, the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. So that was probably a bit awkward, was it?
Kind of. It was, we just wanted to make things known because like, it was very stressful going into training and like not having to
hide or
It was just it was difficult. So we kind of said that after the European Games in 2023, that we'd come forward and say that we were seeing each other, and we thought it was going to be straightforward enough, but unfortunately it wasn't. It was the other end of the spectrum. So it was.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I was kept away from the high performance unit until November. I had to do my training in Belfast on my own twice a week, and unfortunately Owen was then put on garden leave as well. So it was a very stressful time for both of us individually, but also on our relationship as well.
I can only imagine that must have been so stressful. Look, I don't want to get caught up in the process too much, but you realised, I think, in March of last year that you weren't going to be on the Irish team going to the Paris Games. Tell me how much you wanted to go to those Olympics, Amy.
Well, I telling you the stories there of a seven-year-old girl saying that nothing's going to stop me boxing and writing about it as an 11-year-old girl, I think the dream was always there. And unfortunately, that was the only thing in my mind, was getting to the Olympic Games. So at 26 years of age, being told that you're not even being given a fair chance, it was very, very difficult for me, because it was just always set in stone for me in my head that I was going to get there. So when I eventually didn't actually make the Olympic Games, it was very difficult mentally, because I suppose I had to take a step back from the sport, and number one, I wasn't enjoying it, but number two, I was also trying to figure out what sort of person I was away from boxing. I didn't know what I was interested in. I didn't know if I was to go to college, what would I want to study, or because from my whole life it was the Olympic Games. So when I didn't get there, or I wasn't given an opportunity, it broke my heart. So of course I was gonna, we're always saying to people, do what you can to reach your dream. So I was gonna do whatever it took to get there.
So Team GB came calling, and you're eligible because your dad's from England, and you began to train with them. Did you get any pushback from Irish boxing or Irish fans at that time?
I think that more so came after I'd lost in Thailand. There was the odd comment here and there saying, oh, torn coat, and just the negatives really, which was expected. But like the support, even from the Irish team, the boxers, like their feedback was all, they were all saying I was doing the right thing. Yeah. Even the English boxers said if it was the other way around, they'd do the same thing, they'd take the opportunity. So I think a lot of people who know boxing and are involved in boxing could see the reason behind it, and they could see it wasn't just as easy as not being picked for Ireland and then just turning your back on your country. There was obviously a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors that pushed me to that decision. So, and again, like, because I've always wanted to go to the Olympics, I'd give my left arm to get there. So I was going to do whatever it took to get there. It was a roller coaster of emotions, because I was told that you're not being picked. They wanted me to compete for the number two spot for the Europeans in April, but not for the number one spot in May, which was the qualifiers. Made no sense to me. So it was kind of like a roller coaster of emotions, with the heartbreak of realizing you're not actually going to go to the Olympics, to then 2 or 3 days later being told we're actually going to give you an opportunity, but it's not your own country.
Unfortunately, I mean, you didn't qualify for Paris for GB, and I know you're under a lot of pressure and maybe not boxing at your best. So how did you cope with watching in the end, I suppose, the Olympics, when you ended up not part of it?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, one of the things in boxing is if your mind isn't working with your body, you're probably not going to do as well as you think you are. And unfortunately, that happened for me. And when I lost, I was dealing with a lot of negativity in my own head as well as the outside world. And I was constantly doubting myself and thinking maybe I wasn't good enough, or maybe I got lucky in 2022. And then watching the Olympics, the two girls who made the 66 kilo final, I had beaten both of them, and both of them unanimous as well. So that was a big, big boost for my confidence that, no, actually, you are good enough. You just needed to be physically and emotionally 100%.
And there, of course, were Iman Khalif and Yang Liu, who you had, as you say, beaten both before. So look, after Bangkok, you and Owen had discussed going professional, hadn't you? I know you told Gordon Manning in your recent Great Irish Times interview with him that it was either go professional or try for a baby.
Yeah, it was mad. It was kind of like 1 minute after Thailand, I was like, I'm retiring. No, I'm going to go pro. No, I'm going to have a baby. It was, my head was all over the place. So we just kind of settled on, we'll try for a baby. And if by September I'm not pregnant, then I'm going to go pro. And in the meantime, then Owen was offered a job in America. So we kind of, it was set in stone then that had I not have been pregnant, we were going to move to Colorado and I was going to go pro over there and Owen was going to help with the USA team. And I think we came back, we were on holidays in September and we came back and it was nearly like, right, that's it, finished. We're going to be moving. And then I found out I was pregnant. So it was fate, because I genuinely believe that had I have not been pregnant, then I wouldn't be thinking about the Olympics or my life would be completely different.
It's such
crazy.
Lovely news, because I know you've always said the two things you wanted in your life was the Olympics and have a baby.
Yeah.
So you're doing the baby first.
I'm doing the baby first. I always thought that was going to come last. Like, I didn't think I was going to have a child until I was 35. Mm. And then again, obviously I was heartbroken after I didn't make the Olympics in Thailand. So I was just kind of, do you know what? I'm going to be selfish and I'm going to actually go and get something for myself rather than, like, I give my whole life to boxing and I didn't achieve what I set out to achieve. So I said, we'll go for the other option now. So,
and you look so well. And I know you're having a little baby boy.
Yeah.
In May. You look great. Are you feeling good?
So. It's been up and down. Like, I've hit the end of pregnancy now where I'm tired. I'm not sleeping very good or I have bad heartburn. So, but I'm looking forward to him arriving and, like, he's going to have some breeding him now with the boxing, so it'll be a fun journey now, because how amazing would it be for him to be watching his mom compete and his dad coach in the next Olympics? It'd be an incredible story.
And he will be. And you have a lovely name for him, haven't you?
Yeah, but we're going to keep it.
Oh, keep it secret. Yeah, I know it then. I won't tell anyone. Not a word. Yeah, it'll be lovely for him. So the Olympic dream is still very much there.
Yeah.
Have you formulated a plan yet, I suppose, for LA 2028? Do you think you can get back into the Irish squad? And is that what you'd like?
I haven't made any decisions yet. Because last year I learned you can't really plan anything. Like, you don't know where things are going to end up. But when the time is right, I'll sit down with my mum, my dad and Owen and we'll decide what's best, because I'm not the main person in my story now. So I'm going to have a little boy that I can't just get up and leave for 4 nights a week. Like, it doesn't work like that. So I think the plan is to maybe do some little competitions in Ireland to get back in the ring and get back active, and then we'll go from there and to see what option is best or how things are. But going back to Ireland is a possibility, of course, because I've been competing for Ireland since I was 15 years of age, and I took great pride in representing my country and everyone knew that. But then on the other hand, you also have GB, who put their neck on their line line for me, and they treated me very, very well. So the right decision will come to me when the time is right.
Well, look, we're all really proud of you, Amy Broadhurst. I wish you the very best with your little baby boy. You'll be a brilliant mother due in May. Don't rush back to training, but I hope it all goes really well for you when you decide to go back.
Thank you very
much. I look
much.
Forward to seeing you in the Olympics in 2028 and winning.
Thank you.
Mind yourself.
You too. Thank you.
And we did get in touch with the IABA and asked them for a statement on their selection process for Paris. And they said the IABA selection policy for 2024 Paris Olympic Games training squad and World Olympic qualifying competitions was published on November the 13th, 2023, and shared with all applicable athletes and their club coaches at that time. Athletes were also briefed in person on the applicable criteria. We'll take a break